In that last set, we had some Skeltonic verse, and we had a very positive response to that in the chat. And that comes from the section in your book called Fun with Forms. As well as Skeltonic verse, we've also got limericks, rondels, and elfjes, which I had to ring my Dutch friend to ask how to actually say that properly. What informed your decision to have a real firm focus on form there? And are there any particular forms that you particularly enjoy reading or using as a writer of poetry?
I have always been fascinated with forms. I like the structure of them, and I like the way they force you to say things in a few words. I mean, a form like one of my favorites, which is a triolet. It's like 8 lines. And some of those lines are repeated. So in fact, you only have 5 lines to say a lot in. And I like the challenge of that. I like the way they condense feelings and things like that. So yeah, I've got quite a few favorites, and ones I like writing, villanelles. I love villanelles, and ballads, who doesn't like a story? I love the triolets I mentioned before. Kennings I love because they're, I do a lot of work in schools, and they're very easy for children to connect with, and they love writing kennings. So I like that. And the little Dutch form you mentioned before, that was made to teach young children to write poetry. And just using that in schools, it's amazing what the tiny ones come up with that form. Only 5 lines, 11 words, and but still quite tricky to get right, and they manage it no problem. So, and love it. So yeah, those are some of the forms which I, triolets, pontoons, that sort of thing.
Yeah, I know sometimes in schools teachers struggle with how we're going to do form best for children, and I think if you're a teacher in the audience, absolutely pick up this book, because it's such an open invitation to experiment with it and to make it non-threatening for children as well, to just exactly as you are as a poet, be excited by the possibilities of different forms as well. Now Ken, I know you said in our first Q&A that you haven't written any poetry before, but actually to anyone who knows your books, I think there's such a great deal of poetry in your own work. All of your Lenny books have got rhymes and songs incorporated, and that's often children's first step into the world of poetry. And your two books, The Drum and The Flute, have such a great deal of rhythm and some beautiful figurative language within them. So what was it that interested you in illustrating this particular collection with Val, and what is it that you look for in the poems to bring out your ideas for those accompanying illustrations?
I think in terms of me not doing any poetry books before, I hadn't written my own besides maybe The Flute. I think The Flute is quite a poetic book. But I don't think it was intended to be. It just ended up that way. So I didn't start with that in mind. And so on this one, this project, if I can call it a project, was like, here's some poems and you're going to illustrate them. And I spent my early career working as a book designer, and I was designing lots of poetry books for various publishers, and really getting into the idea of actually bringing the words to life together with someone else's illustrations and organizing everything so it looked as good as it could be and explain this poem as much as it can, but still leaves room for imagination. But in this case, I was going to take the kind of role of the person who has to find the visual way of bringing the poem to life, which I thought was quite exciting and quite challenging. I was quite nervous in the beginning because I was just thinking, how am I going to do this, you know, and I didn't want to be obvious about it. And I found myself being obvious about it because obviously you start right where you think it makes sense to start. But I think once I got that bit of direction, it like I say, it just opened up a whole lot of other possibilities as to what qualifies as an image for each poem. So, you know, it was those kind of things. It was those putting myself, let's say, out of my comfort zone, having to work with one color, which I've been waiting to do for such a long time. And then, you know, trying to construct these things in ways and forms that I haven't quite done before officially.
And I think you've summed it up really well. What I love about your illustrations in here, Ken, is the complex simplicity of them. So you have got that very restricted colour palette, but actually what you're able to say and the words that you're being able to speak through your illustrations are incredibly powerful. Were there any poems that were your particular favourites, and why was that? And are there any of the particular illustrations that you did that are particularly significant for you?
Yeah, one of the ones I really loved was Welcome, because I've seen that scene many times before, you know, in my own family, a new baby arrives, and it's just like that, and seeing all the sort of aunts and grand aunts sort of do just that, welcome the baby. So that took me back somewhere. And I quite liked it, you know, I think I was able to make the illustration quite quickly because the picture was in my head, the experience was in my head as well. I know what it feels like, and I was trying to illustrate that. Another one I liked, it was the Inland Taipan. Not more because of the fact that when I was growing up in Zimbabwe, one of the things we had to know was about snakes and the dangers around. So whereas I see my own daughter when she was young just freely walking around in the park, with us it was always like walking around and keeping your eyes on the ground because you never knew what was around the corner. So we kind of had I'm not into snakes or reptiles, but I know about them. I know about the dangers they can inflict if you are not careful. It's not about them, it's about you as people. So it was nice trying to find, I chose a section of the snake and trying to bring in the menacing danger of it through the shapes and this and the patterns on its body, which I thought was quite nice. And one of the other ones I loved, of course, was My Heart is a Volcano, again with reference to my daughter. And it was it's almost, I know you the poem is illustrated from the girl's point of view, but I read it from daddy's point of view, because I'm the one who used to get excited when I used to get home and see her again and so on and so forth, and we still have that kind of relationship now. So I think those three were kind of my favorites, but there were a whole lot more, I must say.
And Val, did you have any of Ken's illustrations that were particular favorites for you?
Well, so many. I love I think he's brilliant with the animals. They're just so alive, and but also the little children's faces are brilliant. And you were saying My Heart is a Volcano, that's my favorite. that picture of the girl's face, it just captures the emotions so well. But also Forest, I like that because it adds a different dimension to the poem, which I hadn't even seen when I was writing it. So that's an interesting one. I like that one. Quite a few of them.
I think that's an absolutely beautiful and such an atmospheric illustration there, Ken. It's brilliant. And one of the other ones that I really love, you talked a lot about the poems that you could see yourself in. And I know you've just done the illustrations for our third Reflecting Realities report at CLP. And I think that's what we're really trying to gear to with that report, having an experience that all children can see themselves in. I absolutely loved what you did with When Mummy Combs My Hair, because as with a lot of my collections, my daughter nabbed this off me as soon as it came through the door and she saw yours and Val's name on it. And she, as a 15-year-old girl who has had constant arguments with me tangling her hair, could relate to the poem. But then in your very, very simple illustration, you're tuning into a particular audience that have had a particular experience very subtly, which doesn't exclude any other children, but makes sure those children have a really great big hug. And I think your genius throughout the collection is in being able to do that through the realities that you see yourself as well. Just to leave us on, illustrated poetry like this is becoming so popular, and more so now, which is great to see, in collections for older children. I have to say, Janetta again is paving the way for this. We've got great collections from James Carter and Neil Layton, the brilliant pairing of Joe Coelho and Kate Milner, but we've got other things like A.F. Harold and Chris Riddell, Dom Conlon and Vivian Schwartz, John Agard and Satoshi Kitamura, and write for older children as well, in Rachel Plummer and Ellen Boppart. It's such a brilliant new medium. Why do you think that might be? And what do you both think the illustrations bring to the experience of poetry in particular?
I think for me, I see that it gives the children something to latch onto, so it makes it more real, that they can relate more to the characters in the poem. And where would the dress up days be without his, you know, when you go into schools and they're all dressed up in their favorite characters, the illustrations just help them with that. Otherwise we wouldn't know who was who, would we? So yeah, I think it helps them to connect more to the writing.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's a fantastic new open area for illustrators to kind of take on board and take the challenge of making a poem which is normally vivid in its own right, and then trying to add even another layer to that story. It's almost like you're switching the roles of words and pictures, because the words are visual. So what are the pictures do? And I think that challenge is really inspiring. And I'm also glad to see that it's well received. Obviously, I think if the poetry books which are illustrated are increasing, it's because they're well received as well. So I think it's a reflection of how much that experiment has been successful, if you see what I mean. And it keeps working, and no doubt it will keep working. I mean, the more you pair people, the most unusual people sometimes, and you get the most fantastic results. I think it's about interpretation and people being free, and it's the best example of publishing teamwork, I would say.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely it. And again, all kudos for Janetta for putting you two together, because it's that thing of picking the right skilled illustrator to do it. Yeah. That person who doesn't just try and replicate, like you say, the words on the page, but brings that whole new dimension that gives the reader an extra layer of meaning, even beyond the words in the poem. Thank you so much for asking questions. I know we're going to hand over to Becky now to see if there's any audience questions that have come in. I've seen some come in on the chat.